Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Ethiopian military says it's captured the capital city of a rebellious regional government roiling the Horn of Africa. NPR's Eder Peralta reports it comes after a day of intense fighting.
The Ethiopian military made a move on Mekele early Saturday. In a statement, the TPLF, the group fighting the Ethiopian government, said they were attacked with machine guns and fighter jets. Shortly after sunset, the Ethiopian military announced it had taken control of the regional capital. State TV played celebratory music. Communications are off in that region, so it's hard to independently verify those claims. This three-week war has already killed hundreds and displaced tens of thousands. It's unclear what this military victory means for the country, because the rebels have said they will keep fighting. Analysts fear this conflict could now morph into guerrilla warfare, where the TPLF continually launches hit-and-run attacks. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is calling for definitive punishment of those behind the killing of the country's top nuclear scientist, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. Iranian officials are blaming Israel for the assassination. 13 Roman Catholic priests have become cardinals today. Those who received their red hats have been quarantining ahead of the ceremony because of the pandemic. Among them is Washington, D.C. Archbishop Wilton Gregory, the first Black American to be elevated. Thousands of mostly masked demonstrators are on streets across France protesting police violence, including in Paris, where police have fired tear gas. Protesters oppose a draft law that makes it a crime to circulate images of police officers in some circumstances. Small businesses across the country are struggling to remain healthy amid a record and sustained period spread of the coronavirus. NPR's Amy Held reports today's Small Business Saturday comes at a critical time.
Already, tens of thousands of America's small businesses have not survived the pandemic. Others are limping along. Amanda Ballantyne, executive director of the Main Street Alliance, spoke to C-SPAN.
There have been public policy shutdowns of businesses. There's been a huge decrease in consumer demand for small businesses.
In the nation's most populous county, Los Angeles, a three-week health order starts Monday, banning in-restaurant dining. Retail businesses can stay open there, but only at 20% capacity, as the CDC warns against shopping in crowds. More businesses are relying on online sales, but whether they can count on Congress is another question. Lawmakers remain deadlocked on new relief that could provide a lifeline. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is now warning the country's partial lockdown could last into the first few months of 2021. It's already been extended to December 20th, closing bars and restaurants, but allowing schools and shops to stay open. German officials say the measures have managed to stop exponential growth in the number of cases, but infections have stabilized at a very high level. Portugal is barring its residents from leaving the municipality they live in for the next 4 days, part of an effort to bring the country's second wave of coronavirus under control. Alison Roberts is in Lisbon.
The ban on domestic travel until early on Wednesday takes in the long weekend around Tuesday's national holiday. The government has given its workers Monday off and asked other employers to do the same, to reduce movements and help stem the spread of the virus, above all in the worst-hit north. Similar measures will apply around the December 8th national holiday. Remote working was already mandatory for 80% of the population, who also face a nightly curfew. Most residents, in areas at very or extremely high risk of transmission, also have a 1 p.m. curfew on weekends and holidays. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says restaurants that defy state health orders could lose their operating license. Several Colorado counties have been moved to level red. That's the second highest level of coronavirus restrictions. This is NPR.